All right, welcome back. 239-1310. 239-1310. It's Afternoons with Amos. All right, many of you have gone to your mailbox, and your United States Postal Service letter carrier has delivered to you in one envelope. See, they're saving postage. One envelope, your citizen's gas bill, and they're saying the citizen's gas bills will be lower this winter. That's good news. And your citizen's water bill, regular water plus the sewer charge to help pay for cleaning up the White River and Fall Creek and all that kind of stuff. And there's a lot of concern from people who are going, wait a minute, how am I going? I used to juggle the bill and juggle this and juggle that and try to survive and do all this. Now it's one bill, and what are they going to do with this and what are they going to do with that? In the House, we got Rhonda Harper. We got Joelle Gallagher. They're the ones that are on the front line. They're the ones that talk to the community. They're the real citizens, just like you and me. And then Dan Considine with Citizens Energy Group. And Dan also wants to remind you that this Saturday morning, from 10 until when?
Actually, from 9 to noon.
From 9 to noon. Wait a minute. He had to look at Rhonda. Rhonda knew more about it. Is the annual Help Winterize your house and apartment for the winter?
Yes, that's our Be Winterwise Energy Fair. We hold it every year at our headquarters, 2020 North Meridian, and we'll have lots of information there about how you can save money on your heating bill this winter. We'll have free hot dogs and other refreshments and information about how you can save water as well. So, and if you have questions about combined billing, we'll be able to handle those as well. So come on out. It's going to be a good time from 9 to 12 on Saturday.
All right. Marvin has been patiently waiting with his question concern for the folks with Citizens Energy. Let me start with Marvin. Marvin, you're on the air. What's up?
I have a quick, hey, Amos, I got a question for you all. With the combined billing, my sister, and this is, bear with the story because it's not my story, so I'm not sure about it, but I told her I would ask.
Okay.
She, I guess, had arrangements on her water bill before you all did the switchover, and then she had, I guess, gas that was up for disconnection. She said that when they came out and they disconnected her gas, they disconnected her water as well.
Oops.
Is that because she had, now that you all won, because that's what she said she was told, but she didn't understand that because she had an existing payment plan for the water bill.
Okay. When did they disco?
I think it was either yesterday or the day before. I'm
okay.
Not 100% sure.
All right, so they either discoed on the 9th or the 10th. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I'd have to ask. I'm not 100% sure.
And so as of right now, no water and no gas.
No gas. Mm-hmm.
Ooh. All right. Let me first ask the folks from Citizens that are here, what is the procedure supposed to be? So if a customer is on a payment arrangement for one service and they're working that down, and they're at the disco level for the other, what is the normal? What's going to be the procedure moving as of October 1st?
Once we did the combined billing, when we moved the customers over to receive the one call, one bill, right, we moved those water charges over to the gas system. Mm-hmm. If they were on a payment arrangement with water, we do know that, and we have been reaching out to all of those customers to reset those payment arrangements. So if they are on an active payment arrangement that was kept while they were on water and they were separate, we would have reset that payment arrangement on the new system that we transferred the charges to.
So there should not have been a cutoff of water.
Exactly. And all of the water charges, we actually brought all those charges over as current, so there wasn't any delinquency associated with them, so it should not have resulted in a disconnect for water. So if the caller wouldn't mind leaving information with your staff, we can follow up with them and find out exactly what occurred.
All right,
well,
so
I'll leave her name and number with him.
All right, that'll be fine. So hold on, Marvin, and Chris will get this individual, your sister's name and a number where she can be reached during the day, and the folks from the Citizens will follow up, okay?
Okay, I'll let them know.
All right, appreciate that. Hold on. While Marvin holds on, we'll talk to Anonymous at 239-1310. Hi there.
Yes, hi. How you doing?
I'm fine.
I'm a big fan of yours. I listen to you every day.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say, I was just reading on my internet. I know this don't have nothing to do with Citizen Gas, but you've been following this. That's why I want to talk to you about this.
Well, hold on. Let me be fair to those that want to get through and talk to the folks from Citizens right now. So can you call back in the next hour?
Yeah.
All right. That's fair. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoons with Amos. If we're here, guys, on the 11th of the month, has everyone who is a Citizens customer now gotten the combined bill, or they're still moving through the pipeline?
Maybe I can address a couple of general things.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll be getting bills really through the end of the month,
because
there's different billing cycles. Mm-hmm. You know, we also are very aware, that a lot of people are having trouble getting a hold of us. You know, normally, a normal October, we'll get about 2,000 calls a day, which is a lot of calls.
Right.
It's getting colder. We expect to get a lot of calls. Because of this change to combined billing, we're getting about 3,500 calls.
So you're like American Idol.
Yeah, we are. We're
like The Voice or something.
We're burning up the phone lines. So we're doing everything we can to respond to that. We're bringing more personnel on. We're putting more phone lines in. But there are limits. If people get frustrated and they can't get a hold of us, keep trying. But another thing you can do is go online if you have access to the internet. You can email us, leave your contact information, and we will call you back.
This is a dumb question. Is there a text ability? So maybe somebody's got one of those, you buy the phone at Meijer, and you pay on it and you can text. You may not be able to do on the internet, but folks know how to text. Is there a texting capability?
We don't have the texting capability as of yet.
Uh-huh.
So
would that help?
I mean, it's always something we can look at for maybe the future. Currently, it's nothing that we have available to be able to respond.
But most people with a cell phone should be able to email as well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they can email us at customercare@citizensenergygroup.com.
And the customer service, you guys open up for business at what time?
Our phone center opens up at 7 a.m.
7 a.m.
And it's open till 7 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Uh-huh.
And it's open at 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturday.
So if somebody sits by their phone at 2 or 3 minutes before 7 and starts dialing, that may be the best time to get through relatively quickly at the beginning of the day.
Yeah, they would be able to get through. As long as the call came in before 7 o'clock, mm-hmm. It will be answered.
Okay. All right. You see, you get there early. 239-1310. Let me go back to the phones. And Anonymous, hi there.
How you doing, Amy?
I'm fine.
Yes, I just have one question. My gas meter is in the front of my house, and I haven't seen a gas person in, 4 to 5 years, even read my meter. I mean, what's up with that? Why do you keep estimating when the meter is right outside the house?
Are they estimating gas or water?
Gas.
Okay, are you sure on your bill it actually says estimate?
Estimate. E.
Okay.
That's the estimate.
Oh. Yeah, you need to leave your phone number with the producer. That's very unusual. We read more than 99% of our gas meters every year. Generally, we only estimate on the gas side if, there's a 2 feet of snow or, a pit bull in front of the gas meter. So that's very unusual. Now, a lot of times people don't see the meter reader because they now have handheld devices where they don't actually have to walk up and physically look at the meter. They can walk by your house and get a read with this electronic device. But if you're seeing an estimate on your bill, you need to leave your phone number, and we'll get someone out there to take a look.
Okay,
what's going
and another on. Thing, I've been turning my heat down low as it can go. Like last one, I like to froze, turned it down so low. But when I got my bill, it was still as if I had it on 90 or 100. I don't understand how you all do that.
So you're not seeing each month the amount that you're paying is roughly the same?
Yes, it is, Amos. And I'm here by myself, and it's always 100 or even 90. Even when I get assistance from the heating people, I mean, last year they took the whole $200, the whole thing. They didn't spread it out like from January, February, March. They just took the whole $200 in one scoop. They said I used that much heat.
Are you in a house?
Yes, sir, I am.
And maybe there may be some things if you come by Citizens Gas this Saturday from 9 until...
until noon.
If you got a way to get over to 20th and Meridian Street,
yes, I do.
To come by, there may be some tips you can learn on how to, you know, make sure the cold air ain't leaking out your house, mm-hmm. or sneaking in your house and raising your temperature, and then also be Citizens Energy people there as well. If that's something where we'll take your information down, because they want to find out about. If your gas part of your bill says estimate. So, Anonymous, hold on and give Chris your name and a number where you can be reached during the day, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoon's name. Is back to the phones. And Tina, hi there.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I have a gas bill, and I'm on the budget. I pay $71 a month. My light bill's on the budget as well, and I just didn't know if at some point the water bill would be considered to be on the budget as well. I pay all year round, and then if there's leftovers, then I get that at the time they disperse it, or if I owe more, then I just didn't know if that's a possibility to put the water bill on the budget as well.
You might be getting a letter soon from Citizens Energy. Joelle, what are those about?
Absolutely. We are offering, if we're able to combine your gas and water bills together, and please understand, we're still in the process of combining a lot of accounts.
Okay.
But we have mailed letters to those customers that are currently combined and have a gas budget to say if you'd like to take the opportunity to add your water and sewer to your gas budget, we can more than certainly do that for you.
Okay.
In the letter, the letters went out late last week. There's a tear-off in that letter. We ask that you fill that out, put it in the postage paid return envelope, and we'll get you added before the November billing statement.
Okay, good. Thank you.
And again, that'll be a budget for the total combined bill.
Mm-hmm.
So
And that'll be we're really trying to encourage that.
But people that get this letter, because I got one, and it said mail it back. And I don't mail stuff. No disrespect to my postal service friends. I just don't anymore.
Look at my mail again and see if I got it. If not, I can probably get one from the gas company.
Absolutely. Yeah. Or you can email us also.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoon's Names with the folks from Citizens Energy Group. Let me go to Dawson. Hi there.
How you doing?
I'm fine, sir.
I just want to comment about the water bill and gas bill being together.
Uh-huh.
And the only thing I can tell the people, quit going to the toilet poo-pooing so much and flushing the toilet and slow down on bathing and go on pay what they're supposed to pay, because mine ain't going to get no higher than what I want it to be.
All right. Good point. Let me go to Stephanie at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, Amos.
How are you?
Listening to all the time.
Go ahead.
I have a question for the Citizens Gas, because I'm in a rental, and the rental has, each side has a separate gas bill, but the landlord pays the water bill.
Okay.
How are they going about breaking that up and putting it on, how are they going to break it up and put it on our gas bill?
That's a great question, because that may not get broken up. Is that right, Rhonda?
You are exactly right, Amos. That would not get, that would not be combined. If it is a tenant-landlord situation, those bills will remain separate. The landlord will continue to get the bill for the service that he is responsible for, and the tenant will get the bill for the service they're responsible for. So if he's paying water, he'll continue to be billed for the water, and you'll only be billed for the gas.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering. Okay. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. 239-1310. Back to the phones. And Jeffrey. Hi there.
Hello. This is Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Hey, I was talking to a couple of my neighbors in my neighborhood. We live right down the street from the gas company. We was wondering, why is the delivery service it's almost high as the gas? To me, that's like criminal. And I want to know who regulates you on that. Because your delivery service, this is just as much as the gas.
Sure, I can answer that.
I'll take it off the phone.
All right.
There.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Sure. There's two parts to your bill on your gas bill. There's the amount of gas you use, which is, you know, the charge for the fuel itself that's burned in your furnace, and that's a straight pass through cost. So whatever we paid for that gas, that cost is passed on to the customer. The other portion of the bill is the delivery and distribution charge. That charge covers all our costs of doing business. In other words, costs like maintaining all the pipelines, paying our employees, offering meter reading service and a customer call center, all the cost of doing business. Now, at certain times of the year, in particular at times of the year when there's very low gas usage, like in the summertime in particular, in the spring and early fall, when you're, if you have a furnace, your furnace isn't running hardly at all. So a lot of customers look at their bill and they've noticed their delivery charge is more than their gas use charge. Mm-hmm. In fact, in some cases, it's most of the bill during those months when there's very little gas used. You know, our cost of doing business don't really change during the summertime as opposed to the wintertime. We still have to pay our employees and do all the maintenance and do all the other things that we do. It also is a problem when a customer doesn't have a furnace. We have a few customers who just have a stove, for example, or just have a water heater. That appliance is going to use very little gas, and it, you know, so your gas use charge is always going to be pretty low. I mean, really, the only appliance in a home that uses a lot of gas is a furnace. So if you don't have a furnace, typically, your delivery charge is going to be as much or more than your actual gas use charge. So that's really what it's a function of. I think if you get if you have a furnace and you get in the middle of winter, you're going to see that your gas use charge is going to be considerably more
than if you didn't have.
Yeah, and on an annual basis, let me put it this way: on an annual basis, for most customers who have a furnace, gas use charge, how much gas you use, is about roughly 65% of your bill, and the other 35% is the delivery and service charge. One way I try to explain it to customers, everyone, if you have a landline in your house, a telephone line in your house, and you're gone for a month and you don't use the phone at all, you don't ring up any charges for using your phone, you're still going to get a bill to have that line to your home. You're still going to have a basic bill because the phone company has costs embedded in providing a phone line to your house. So it's really the same sort of thing with the gas company. We have costs in the ground to provide service to customers' homes.
All right, we have an email at praiseindy.com, and this deals with double disconnection. Amos, I had a disconnect date for my gas bill, but not my water bill. I called to pay my gas bill today and was told that I was up for disconnection on both services. I had not received my combined bill yet. I won't get the combined bill until October 28th. I was surprised when I called today to pay my gas bill that the automated service had my bills combined. However, my combined bill is not set up to be mailed until October 28th. The customer service rep told me that they had me set up for disconnection at any moment for both services. I would think that I would have gotten notification or something. And then they added, second part of the email, why do they want us to be patient with them, but they are so quick to disconnect us our services? Shouldn't they be patient and allow a month or so for us to get used to this new process and not be so quick to disconnect?
Yeah, we agree. We should be patient. And we are working on that. We are trying to be as patient as we can with our customers. I am surprised that she stated that she's scheduled for disconnect on her water, and she was current at the time that we combined the bills.
Yeah.
With that being the case, I'm not sure why she would be told that her service for her water would be up for disconnect as well. Currently, we are working with our customers, and she is right. It is very difficult to get through the lines, as Dan mentioned earlier, and we are working on that to get more folks on the phones as well as getting the additional lines in. I would be curious to look at her account. I would like to look at that, so if she could leave the information so that we can try to figure out exactly.
Yeah, this was a magic was email, I think I have Dan's email memorized in my system.
You can email it to me.
Yeah, so we can get that information since it was by email. We'll get the information and reach out to the customer.
Let me go back to the phones. And you guys are more popular than when we were getting reaction on the Circle City Classic. Back to the phones and Anonymous. Hi there.
Hello, Amos?
Yes.
Yes, I want to know about the sewer bill.
That's part of your water bill. Go ahead.
Well, for several years, they never charged a sewer bill, and they could only go back 6 years, but it's like 12 years that they didn't put it on the bill. So then they won $1,000 back sewer bill, and we had made arrangements to pay a portion of that with our water bill every month, which we had been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Over the weekend, somebody called and said that $700 was owed on that bill, and that they were talking about disconnection. And then I believe somebody said, well, they'll give us 6 months to get that sewer bill paid.
Well, first of all, did the person that called you give their name?
No.
And did they identify themselves as calling from Citizens Energy?
Yes.
But they would not give you their name?
Well, I don't think he really asked for the name, because it was such a shock that on Saturday afternoon, somebody would call you and tell you that you owe them $700.
What time of day Saturday afternoon did this individual call?
About 3 or 4 o'clock, when you should have been to Circle City Classic, but we wasn't.
All right. Let me first ask, is it normal for someone from Citizens Energy to call a customer and say, on a Saturday, you owe a whole lot of money on your sewer portion of the bill?
Not typically, but during this transition, we are working extra extended hours. And like Rhonda had mentioned before, we are reaching out to those customers that had previous payment arrangements with water, so that we had to discontinue those payment arrangements for the transition to the new system. So we're reaching out to try and set those payment arrangements back up for the customers.
All right. So I tell you what I want you to do, Anonymous. I want you to hold on. We're making Chris real busy here today. And would you give Chris your name off the air and a number where you can be reached during the day, okay?
Yes, because he said he had turned into his supervisor, whoever will call.
Wait, hold it. He had to do what with his supervisor?
Turn the matter over to his supervisor, because he said he didn't have no $700, and so he said, well, I'll just have my supervisor handle it.
Okay, well, he should have given the name, but hold on, and Chris will get the information. We'll give it to the folks from Citizens Energy that are here, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. While Chris is getting that, we'll talk to Marjorie at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, Amos. How are you?
I'm fine.
I have a question. I have been unsuccessful in getting through on the phone lines, but on the bill that I received my letter already with the figures on there. I see my gas budget on there, and then a $59 charge. And are we already, did they automatically put you on the budget? Do you have to request it? And how do I know what the difference is, whether I need to go on the budget for the water? Is my water bill going to be less than what the budget bill is, or will it be higher? I'm not understanding that.
Yeah. Great question. It sounds like she shouldn't be on the water budget yet. She has to give an approval to do that.
Correct.
Did you get
Go
ahead.
Go on. I'm sorry.
You have not gotten a separate letter from Citizens informing you that they were going to put you on the water budget.
No, I have not, but I got that letter that we're supposed to sign and send back something, you know,
that's the one.
It has a water bill on it, okay, mm-hmm. along with the gas.
Right.
My question is, how does a customer know whether it's advisable to go to the budget for water if you don't know what the budget might be?
That's a good question. Rhonda?
As opposed to what you really will be paying monthly.
Okay.
Well, actually, what we can do, we can give you an average of what you would typically use on a monthly basis for your water sewer services.
Okay.
And that could help you determine on whether or not you would like to enroll on the budget for those services.
And you will give me that when?
We can take your information right now, and we can get that to you once we get back to the office. We can be sure and let you know what that is.
All right. If you would hold on, Marjorie, and Chris will get your name. They're still there?
Yes, I am.
All right. If you would give Chris your name and a number where you can be reached during the day off the air, they'll share that to the Citizens people you'll probably hear late afternoon. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoon's name. We'll take a break. When we come back, more of your calls to the folks from Citizens Energy, the most popular people in town. Everybody. The three things everybody's talking about is debates, playoffs, praying for Coach Pagano and the combined water and gas bills. This afternoon with Amos after these.
All right. Welcome back.
239-1310. 239-1310 is afternoons with Amos. Talking about these combined bills. Back to the phones. And DJ, hi there.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, man, Amos, I just wanted to tell you, man, you need to put the Mitt Romney folks out of here because they're doing the same thing to Mitt Romney. You could tell him Mitt Romney. Now, this guy going to say on the radio that he's going to be doing the same thing that the cable or the telephone company do. They charging us for stuff that's already put in place, like something was put in our house, and he said that they charging us for. What it is they're trying to get their money back that they put out, that they got from the city. They're trying to get it back fast. What they could do on their combined billing thing, you can send out one piece of paper, but then you can have the billing on there different for each bill on one sheet of paper. Now, what I want to know is that $100 million a year that they're going to be saving, are they going to give that back to the customer? And number three thing is this stuff where they going in here estimating. Man, you can't estimate nobody's stuff because if you estimating it, then you're not losing.
As I understand it, Joel and Rhonda, estimating is done, particularly with water bill, and it's the same man or woman that's reading the gas meter is reading the water meter every month.
Correct.
That is correct.
That is correct. Starting in September, we went to monthly meter reading for every customer. There will be times that we will have to estimate, and that is if we are unable to gain access to the meter. Mm-hmm. Then at those times, we won't have a choice other than to estimate the bill, but that will be the exception. In most cases, we will read the meter every month.
And DJ, the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission, Office of Consumer, they're the ones that, you know, regulate utilities, both gas and water. And if you've got a concern or want to levy a complaint, that's the office you go through. It's a state office.
Amos, when they first took over this, they said that it wasn't going to be a combined billing thing like this.
When this was brought up, and in the neighborhood meetings that occurred all across the city, because I went to a couple of those meetings, it was clearly said up front that that's what they were going to do if they were successful. They even said it on this program when 2 years. It's been 2 years when this was brought up. They openly said this was something they would do. So this was not a secret. And people pushed back then. Because I was at a meeting at Friendship Baptist Church, where this was specifically brought up in public. I heard it with my own little ear. So this is not something they laid back in the cut and then said, "Bingo, here it is."
Okay, what about the $100 million that they're saving by going to this? Is they passing that along back to the customers? How much is that going to be passed on back to us?
Now, that's a good question.
That is a great question. And actually, all of that is being passed back to the customers in the form of lower rate increases. As Amos mentioned earlier, right now there is an issue with the rivers and streams being polluted by the water wastewater. When we have a heavy rainfall, what happens is the sewer overflow goes back into the rivers and streams. There's a federal mandate that has to be cleaned up, and we are required to clean that up. So there is that huge project that's going on, which is the Deep Rock Tunnel project. All of the things that we're going to be doing to clean this issue up, which we're required to do, those require money, and there are rate increases that were going to happen no matter who took over or who purchased the water wastewater utilities. By citizens purchasing and being successful at acquiring the utilities, it enabled us to keep those rate increases reduced. So we're estimating that the increases will be about 25% less than what they would have been had another company acquired the utilities. So we're able to pass that along in the form of lower rate increases.
Rate's supposed to take effect.
Those are going to be annual increases. So it's not something that's going to be happening all at one time. So you'll see that over the next several years.
Okay, now why is the water bill so high? I mean, it's just ridiculous. They're charging you for everything.
Are you talking, hold on. Are you talking the water part of the bill or the sewer part of the bill?
The whole, whatever they done did. They done tripled everything on that. I'm afraid to even touch my water knobs in the house.
I think part of the problem is the federal government said Indianapolis has to clean up its water, that Indianapolis cannot pour raw sewage into the White River anymore, period. The cost of fixing that up is several billion dollars. That's not a federal, you don't get federal money for that. That comes out of local folks' pocket. The water bills were going up anyway because of that charge. One of the reasons you see them tearing up all the streets on the northwest side to get people off the septic, that's all part of the whole of this clean up the rivers. And when you build huge tunnels bigger than a train to carry all of this, that does not come cheap.
Okay, but Amos, they've been knowing this since when?
This has not been a secret. They have been talking about that this train has been coming for the last 15 years. It's now hitting. And what happened was the city got out of the way by selling this thing to the water company. I mean, to citizens.
Yeah, well, that's what most Republicans do. They run and tell lies. I'm just trying to get all the lies ironed out because I know most of the people in there are working for Mitt Romney anyway, you know. So he's telling all the lies, and it's the same thing they doing.
All right, my brother, you made some good points. Let me go to Derek at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, Amos.
How you doing?
I live in Avon, and, you know, 2 months ago, my water bill was $105. Mm-hmm. That was September. October, it was $85, so I paid both bills, and then I end up getting a credit. My question is, how often do they come to Avon to even read the meter?
And you're a Citizens Water customer, right?
I am a Citizens Water. I have Duke Energy for lights, and I get Vectren for gas.
Okay, so for Citizens Water, the Avon meter reader should be coming now every month.
Every month.
Every month.
Every month.
All right, I'm going to watch out for that because
okay.
I just thought that was just so strange that my two bills were so, and then now I have a credit.
Yeah.
Did either of those bills have E next to the meter reading?
I did not pay attention.
Oh,
to that.
You got to pay attention to your bill, brother. Yo, DJ was paying attention to his bill.
I pay attention to the amount.
No, you got to look at them other little numbers. You got to look at those little numbers sometimes.
All right.
Appreciate it. Let me go to Lisa at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi. How are you today, Amos?
I'm fine.
I just have a quick question. I'm on the budget bill for the gas, and then I asked to be put on the budget bill for the water. And my water bill usually runs like $42.63 a month. But when I asked to be put on the budget bill, it's like $17 more a month for my water bill. Can you explain that to me? Because my water bill used to be $42.63.
Mm-hmm.
Then I asked to be put on the water bill. I asked to be put on the water bill.
When you say you were asked to be put on the water bill.
Yeah, I called them on the phone and asked them would they put me on the budget plan on the water bill.
Okay.
So.
And so so your amount went up.
Yeah, it went up by $17 because my bill usually runs $42.63
okay.
a month, every month.
Rhonda and Joy.
And I'm sitting here totaling it up, and it's $17 more, and I'm just trying to figure out why that is.
All right, Rhonda and Lisa.
Well, typically what we would do when we are estimating your budget, what it really is an estimate of what your usage will be over the next 12 months divided by 12. Mm-hmm. We also take into account the increases that may be taking effect or that have taken effect over the last 12 months. So if there's been an increase, which there has, mm-hmm. which would make your bill higher over
yes.
the next 12 months, that's taken into consideration. And then we average all of that out to come up with your new monthly total. So it may not be exactly what your bill has been over the last 12 months since it takes those other factors into consideration.
Okay.
But $17 a month higher doesn't that seems like a that's a little bit more than what I would have thought it would be.
Yes, so, it is, because my bill for the whole year has been $42.63 every month for my water bill.
Okay.
Except for in one instance where I, you know, let it run too long, so they say, and I had to pay a bill of $250, which I did.
Yeah, so what we can do, we can, even though everything is moved into the new system, we still have access to all of your history out of the other system on your monthly, your bills. Mm-hmm. So what we can do is take a look at that, reevaluate that, and see if there's anything that we can do differently to ensure that that amount that you were given is accurate.
Okay, so who do I talk to about that?
You can talk with Amos's producer, and he'll get the information. And
yeah, so Lisa, hold on and give Chris, we'll take your name and a number where you can be reached during the day off the air.
Okay.
And we'll share that with the folks from Citizens, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate it. 239-1310. 239-1310 this afternoon's name. Back to the phones. And John, hi there.
Yeah, hi, Amos. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Amos, what we're trying to do is get answers and not be critical or disagreeable.
Right.
But the caller, a couple of calls back, spoke of the gas used charge versus a service distribution charge. I'd like for him to be more specific, because I have a furnace in a fairly large size house. I went back and looked at my gas bills over in the warm months. Here's one. Gas used $34, service and distribution $59. Gas used $28, service and distribution $39. Gas used $10, service and distribution $17. So my first question, would you explain to us actually how that is figured? I mean, we understand overhead and expense. And my second question, I was in my basement checking my pipes, and I saw where the gas line coming from the outside had a little rust on it. And matter of fact, in several places. When and if that pipe rust all the way through and has to be replaced, who is that expense on?
Great question.
Okay, now the pipe that you're speaking of, that's outside, correct?
It's inside my basement.
Inside in your basement. Okay, if it's an inside line, it's considered a house line. And if it's on the gas side, that is the customer's responsibility. On the gas side, anything from where we set the meter all the way into the house would be the customer's responsibility to maintain and repair. On the water side,
it's anything from the right of way and into the home is the customer's responsibility. We will take care of anything from the tap to the right of way.
So that gas line, if it poof, a small leak bust and gas is leaking out, that's not, and it's a danger. That's my homeowner's responsibility. That's what you say?
Homeowner's responsibility to
repair.
Used to
not be that way.
But we are responsible to make sure that it's safe. So if you do end up with a leak, or you smell gas and you suspect a leak, you contact us and we come out to your home, inspect that, make sure if it's leaking or not. So we'll do all the investigation, and there is no charge for that. So we will come out, we'll make sure that everything is safe and let you know what's going on so that you know who to contact and how to get that repaired.
Okay, back to the previous, the service and distribution, please.
Mm-hmm.
Will you explain to us how do you actually figure that? Because the gentleman earlier stated, well, it's you must have a small gas stove in the house or something, a heater, and not a furnace, but those of us that have furnaces, the charge sometimes is greater than the amount of the charge for gas used.
That is correct, and that happens often in the warmer months. The service and delivery or service and distribution charge, there's several components to that. Part of it is what we call a facilities charge. Part of it is the overhead. So there's a lot of things that go into that particular fee. But it, as Dan mentioned earlier, it does cover the cost of us for doing business. So it covers everything from salaries, pipes, meters, meter readers, bills, paper, postage, everything. And part of the component of that is also based on the amount of gas that you use. So if you're not using much gas, that portion of it is reduced. The more gas you use, it could be a little bit higher. But when you're not using any gas at all, say that you have electronic ignition furnace, and so you don't have a pilot light, say you do not have a gas stove or a water heater, and the furnace was your only appliance, you're going to have no zero consumption on your gas meter during the summer months when you're not using your furnace. But your service and delivery charge is still going to, it's going to be higher than what your gas use charge is because you're not using any gas. But the cost of doing business remains the same. So you're still going to see that delivery and service charge every month. Now, if you want more details on specifics, it would take a long time to go through all the components of that. So if you want to give us your information, we can have someone contact you, and we can go over every specific detail on how we arrive at that charge.
All right.
It is very complicated, and it'll take a while to get through.
It sounds like algebra 2.
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
All right, maybe they need to teach that in school instead of algebra 2 so everybody would understand it. 239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoons with Amos. The folks from Citizens Energy in the house. And this is in case you've tried to call. What is the number?
The customer service number is 924-3311.
All right, 924-3311. Try to call when they open up at 7 in the morning. Yeah. 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturdays. 239-1310. We'll be back with more after these. Tomorrow, we'll let you know or try to figure out. Bill Clinton's in town at North Central High School. All the tickets are gone. It's trying to fire people up to vote. Early voting continues downtown the City County Building. In our last half hour, wait till I tell you what we found out about early voting in other counties around Indianapolis. You'll be mad. You'll demand action. All that and more. But let's back to the phones, trying to get your bills all together. And back to that's water and gas. Back to the phones and Anonymous. Hi there.
Hi, Amos. Hi. I've been listening. And you know what it really sounds like is that people, homeowners, it's time to tap into your line of equity or your line of credit or equity and look into getting your gas or turning your home into total electric. I mean, this really doesn't make any sense. You know, I'm listening to the explanations. It really doesn't make sense because the gas company has been overcharging people for years. And maybe a homeowner doesn't realize that if you have a total electric home for rent, you can ask more for the rent based on it being total electric. So that's my comment.
All right, appreciate it. 239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoon's name is. Which is cheaper, gas or electric?
Right now, actually, gas prices are very stable, and they're very low right now. Mm-hmm. And we don't anticipate gas prices going up significantly in the next several years.
All right.
So currently, we feel that gas is a very good value for what you're getting for your money. It's a very warm heat. So, you know, I work for Citizens Gas, so I'm definitely going to be an advocate working for Citizens Energy Group.
All right, back to the phones. And Charles, hi there.
How you doing, Amos?
I'm fine, sir.
I was calling because I don't have a gas bill anymore. I changed over to total electric.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I have received a bill for this past month, and it's usually due on a third of the month.
So you,
I can't never get through the line to get any questions answered.
So you have not gotten your water bill yet?
Right.
When do you normally get, when would you normally get your water bill? What time of the month?
Usually about the 29th or the 30th of the month of the previous month.
So
it's due by the 3rd or the 5th or something like that.
So the last time you got a water bill was the end of August?
Yeah.
You did not get one the end of September?
No.
Ah. And you ready to pay?
Yeah, I was. I guess.
Well, you don't have.
It's not that expensive anyway. You know, it never changes the same amount every month.
All right.
Which I can't understand that either. But
are there some customers that somehow would have the September bill would have been missed?
Not necessarily missed. We have some customers, because we're going to the combined meter reading, we've had to change some customers' billing dates and meter reading dates. So his may be one that's impacted. If you can leave your information, we'd be more than happy to get back to you this afternoon and let you know what's happened with the account.
All right, so Charles, hold on and give Chris, is getting ready, your name and a number where you can be reached during the day. And the citizens folks will get back to you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. That allowed me to talk to Tony at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hello, Amos.
How you doing?
All right.
What's up?
My question is, back in June, July, I received a water bill of a little over $2,500. When I called the water company and questioned my bill, they told me that evidently I must have a leak or something at the house. In my pit, actually. I went out and checked my pit. Yes, there was a water leak in the pit, which they claimed that they recognized this back in December, but no one said a thing about it, December last year. So by the time I found out about it, I got a $2,500 bill. So they told me that it was my responsibility because the leak was in the pit, and they could not read the bill, now read the meter, so they estimated whatever came up with this figure. Well, it's my job to pay for the repairs of that pit. I spent an additional roughly $2,000, to have the pit repaired. Now they're telling me I was told to fax in my bill. They try to work with me on reducing that $2,500 bill that was there. This has been since August. The bill has been in. I've actually talked to them a few times, and I faxed it in twice. They still have not made any adjustment or gotten back with me about an adjustment on that bill. Now, get this. Just last month's bill I received, and it was estimated bill, and that bill is almost $300 more than that. So a little 27 and some change. So now I still wait. I've been trying to get through to them and talk to them about that again, but now I found out to do the changeover that it's hard getting in on the phone lines. But I need to know what can I do about this bill. They also said the bill was estimated. I looked at the bill, and it says it was estimated. Last month's bill was estimated. I go back out to my meter to look. The meter was still was covered with dirt, some other things. Well, and there was no way that the reader was read. So how can they read my meter and estimate the bill?
When they estimate the bill, they don't read the meter. It's an estimate of what they think that it is. But let me let Joelle Gallagher, Rhonda Harper answer.
It's really going to boil down to you giving us your contact information, and we'll escalate it when we get back to the office. But it sounds like that when you got the high bill, that the following month was probably the estimated month, and the estimates are based on the previous usage, which included the leak. It sounds like you had a leak at your stop and waste valve in the pit, and that is definitely what we call an underground leak, and it is adjustable, and we'll get that escalated for you and get that moving.
Okay, but it has been actually 2 months since the work was done, completed.
Mm-hmm.
But then I get a bill that they said they actually read it, but I'm saying you got to look at what was covered the meter pit, it wasn't read.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Our meter readers are pretty quick. They get out there, they lift the lid, and a lot of times they don't even disturb what is, you know, there can be a mound of leaves there and somebody walk by and think that they haven't read it when in fact they have. But, you know, we'll take a look at it, and like I said, we'll get it escalated for you to get this taken care of so you can move on.
So, Tony, hold on and give Chris your name and a number where you can be reached during the day, okay?
All right.
All right, that'll allow me to talk to Anonymous at 239-1310. Hi there.
Yes, I wanted to know if this is true. A while back, I had a water bill, and come to find out they were overcharging me. So they ended up paying me the money back. But I don't understand. They said the meter man was just thinking, like, going by how much I use a month. But come to find out, the water company ended up having to pay me money because I was getting overcharged. I had to go out there and read my meter myself and calculate it and found out that they were overcharging me. So are they still doing that, or are they reading the meters? How is that going?
All right. Who wants to answer? I think she's talking about, again, estimating bills.
Yeah, it sounds like that your bills were estimated prior. Typically, the normal process, unless a customer paid to have it done, their meters were only read every other month. So every other month, your bill was an estimate. And as Amos said earlier, that estimate is based on what we think you're typically going to use based on your past usage. So that could be higher or lower than what you actually used for that month. So it could overcharge you, as you put it. So which means that the estimate was an overestimate. We estimated that you used more than what you actually did. That would result in a credit that following month when we got the actual read. And then that credit, as you mentioned, you said we sent that back.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, you can request to have that money refunded to you if you are overcharged due to that estimate. But from this point forward, as we mentioned earlier, we will be reading the meters on a monthly basis. And there should be very few times that we have to estimate. But there will be times that we will estimate when we are unable to get to the meter, or if there's, the one gentleman earlier said that he had a lot of water in his pit, so we were probably unable to get or see the reading. So there could be ice, snow, things like that that could prevent us from being able to read it. So, you know, we won't say that 100% of the time that it will be read every month, but that is our goal, to read it every month.
Okay, and Amos, I want to ask you something. Uh-huh. You tell me to call back in an hour. I think that Romney is leading in the polls. Do you know if that's true? He's leading in the polls against Obama?
He's leading in some polls. He's not in others.
Okay, because I had called you earlier. You tell me. I just wanted to know that because I know I voted, and I'm encouraging people to get out there. And
well, they regardless of who's leading, they still need to get out there, and they can early vote weekdays from 8 until 5 at the City County Building downtown.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
I'm listening to your show. Have a nice day.
All right, you too. Back to the phones. And Sylvia, hi there.
Good afternoon, Amos and panel. How are you?
We're fine.
My question is, if you have an old bill from when it was Indianapolis Water, and they did that merge combination, then when you get your first new bill, will it be both bills combined together, or just how you come by doing that? Because I have been trying to reach them for about a couple of weeks, and I never was able to get through to the phone line, but I have not yet received my first bill. Or a letter.
Well, see, now you've reached it. So you have not gotten your gas or your water bill.
No, we're total electric as far as our house. We just have the water.
Well, then at some point you're going to get a water bill. And
yes.
It'll just be for water.
Yes.
And when would you normally see your water bill? What time of month?
Around the first part of the month, and it's usually due around the 24th, somewhere along in there.
All right, so Rhonda Harper, if she hasn't gotten it yet, that means that her due date and everything will probably be different.
That means your due date probably has changed. If your bill didn't come during the time it typically comes, that means we've probably moved your meter reading date, which moved your due date and billing date. So you will expect a bill soon. Everyone will have a bill by the end of the month. We would have gone through every bill cycle and mailed out a bill for each cycle. So be patient. The bill should be coming fairly soon for you. Now, I will tell you that if you don't have gas, your account number has changed. So you will not have the same account number that you had when you were water only. Now that we've merged the systems and put everything into the system that was on the gas side, you will have a new account number.
Okay, then. And is it not true that you can only pay your new account number bills at IPL, but not the old former bill?
What do you mean? But wait, where did you pay your water bill before?
At Citizens Gas.
All right, well, guess what? That's where you pay your water bill now.
Okay, but can you also pay it at IPL?
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Okay, then. Thank you, Ms. Rhonda. You all have a blessed day.
Thank you. Where else can you pay this combined bill? If you don't pay it online, if you don't call the customer service number and pay it through the automated thing off a credit card or off of your bank account, where else, and you don't come to 2020 North Meridian Street, where else can you pay?
There are, we have over 70 payment locations throughout Indianapolis and Westfield that a customer can pay.
So it could be your favorite grocery store.
It could be. And if you go online to www.citizensenergygroup.com, you can find a list of all those locations.
All right, 239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoon's Names. We'll be back with our remaining moments with the folks from Citizens Energy. And then we'll have a little bit of time for some other stuff as well. It's Afternoon's with Amos after these. All right, 239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoon's Names. Back to the phones and Jack. Hi there.
Hey, Amos, what's going on? This is Jack.
Yes, sir.
I got a question for your panel. I mean, what if I decided to just get my gas cut off through the summer months and then just have my water on?
Ah, that's a great question. Mm-hmm. Can Jack do that?
Jack can do that. If you choose to turn your gas off during the summer, you can do that and just maintain your water if you choose to do so.
Well, see what I'm saying, Amos. It looked like to me, well, we're going, these folks trying to take us back to the 60s.
Back to the 60s?
You know, yeah, because, you know, that's what they're doing with this combined billing thing. Man, this is going to be rougher on people. And these people are just here just to try to pacify us right now and try to ensure us that everything's going to be all right. And, you know, I'm a small business owner, and I see right through it. Because sometimes when I'm dealing with my clients, I have to do the same thing. I have to tell them what they want to hear, you know. So I'm reading through all this myself. So my advice for the people out there is, if you got a neighbor, get your gas cut off and just share the neighbors and pay half their bill. And when we cut back, they're sending us back to that, Amos. That's what they're doing. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate it. From the calls that are coming in, you know, a rough estimate, what percentage of it is people that really have concerns about the cash flow issues of one bill? And I don't think it's so much. I had a tweet from somebody that said, I don't know why you people are upset about this. It's simple. It's one bill. Yeah, if you have the resources to do it. But if you, you know, work on a budget or you're working on cash flow, which is the way business, you know, business shifts bills around, and working folks do the same, you know, how much of it is that concern about it's messing up how I move and manage my money?
You know, I think a lot of it may be related to that. And one of the things that we encourage our customers to do is, if you are having issues with your bill and you're unable to pay a total bill, we have flexible payment arrangements that we make. For the lower income customers, we have programs available that can assist. We typically, we just finished a program a little while ago. We started. Finally, our Warm Home Foundation was modified so that we're now able to assist with both water and gas. And we've completed a program about a week ago, almost 2 weeks ago, on the water side and the gas side, where if folks were having difficulty paying those bills, they called us, we got income information from them, and we were able to provide assistance to them on those bills. So we credited those bills, paid up to $100 toward the water and the gas to help them get out of that situation to get those bills current. We will continue to have programs like that throughout the year to help our customers who are having difficulties paying those bills, along with the flexible payment arrangements.
Sharon will be our next to last caller with the folks from Citizens Energy. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, and I just want to thank them because I did get a credit for $100 on my bill for assistance. And I want to thank them for that. But I also want to make a comment. The people that are saying that they're going to call in and they're going to have their gas turned off through the summer and then get it turned back on in the winter, is it a possibility that they may start doing a reconnect fee, you know, for people that are doing that?
That's a great question. And actually, there is a reconnect fee if you choose to do that. If you contact us to come out and disconnect it, we do not charge to disconnect it, but there is a charge to reconnect it in the fall or winter when you're ready to have it turned back on.
But they're probably, I'm thinking maybe they're going to probably increase that fee just so people won't turn it off.
No, we have no plans to increase the fee. Okay. That fee that we charge is actually a regulated fee through the commission that Amos mentioned earlier.
All right.
All right, thank you.
All right, appreciate it. Let me go to LaShawn will be our last caller with the folks from Citizens Energy. LaShawn?
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine.
My question is, say you have already had a water bill and you were taking time to get it paid off. Where you're living at now, they supply their own water. So that water bill you don't have to worry about just yet until you can get the income to pay for it, the full amount. With them merging like that, will it turn your gas off because you already owe a past water bill?
That is a great – that's why we have the smartest talk show audience. That is a great question. So you have an old balance. You have a balance on an old water bill. Where you live now, the landlord includes the water in your rent, correct?
The water is through Lawrence Township. It's not through
– so you got Mr. Lawrence Town – you got the city of – not township, the city of Lawrence water. But you still get a bill from Citizens Gas, correct?
I still have an old bill.
Well, hold on, hold on. Hold on a second. Do you have a bill, a gas? You have gas from Citizens Gas?
Yes, I use Citizens Gas.
Okay, so here's the question, Rhonda and Joel. In that case, her current water is City of Lawrence water. She's got an old balance on Citizens water, and she's current with gas. When you merge that, the computer might show disco, but you can't disc. You know, when you get disco on what's current, how are you gonna handle that? Or
well, that's gonna depend on exactly how old that bill is. Some bills, depending on the age of it, we are not collecting. Those are going to be collected through the city, and it's the city's debt to collect. If it's a very recent bill that is owing from Citizens Water, then that amount eventually will be transferred to the new account that she has with Citizens Energy Group.
How far back is this bill?
It is actually 2.5 years old.
It might be the city. Why don't you hold on, and Chris is going to get your name and a number where you can be reached during the day, and they'll follow up with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I've got a text message question. Is there still a fee to pay the water bill online?
Actually, there is not a fee to pay the water bill online.
Western Union gone?
Yeah, Western Union is still there. Let me qualify that. If you are paying through your checking account, there is no fee. It's free of charge.
All right.
If you are paying via credit card,
like Visa, MasterCard, or debit card, there's a charge.
There is a fee because that does go through Western Union.
Okay. And then let me see. Here's Leah had a question. What does it mean if the manhole covers on my street have been sprayed with a green ring around them? Is there some work scheduled? If so, how are residents notified? That's not you. Leah, if you're listening, call the Mayor's Action Center and get some action at 327-4MAC. That's 327-4MAC for Mayor's Action Center. They ought to know if they're putting things around. Their stuff. Let me see. Is there anything to get any other note? Matthew had a note. Amos, with the rise of home gas water bills and Ballard trying to get rid of the homestead deduction, now what's a homeowner to do? Owning a home is not part of the American dream. There's a whole lot of, you know, issues in that. Couple of things. The people can find out more information, maybe bring their combined bill or their billing questions to the big winterize event this Saturday morning from 9 until noon, and AM 1310 will be live from there, as a matter of fact, from 10 until noon. So you need to come on out. 2020 North Meridian Street, just south of 21st Street, 2020 North Meridian. They will have free hot dogs. They will have information on how you can weatherize your house, lower your gas bill, reduce the transportation charge, dun, 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 and all that good stuff at Citizens Energy. Come on out. Bring the kids. Be, while you're talking to the adults in the customer service, there's plenty of activities for the kids to do and enjoy. And if you have more information, you have to be patient going through the line. You can go online to citizensenergygroup.com. Citizensenergygroup.com give you all kind of information about the bill and the transfer, whatever. Watch, if you haven't gotten your bill, watch your mailbox. It's coming. Delivered by a certified United States Postal Employee letter carrier. Or you can call the toll-free, the customer service line. Everybody's trying to call. It opens up at 7 in the morning weekdays, 9 in the morning on Saturdays. That's when you need to call. Don't wait till 5, 6 o'clock in the evening, because then you'll be online and listening to the symphony music. It's good that they're playing the symphony music, but it, you know, it wears on you after a while. Rhonda Harper and Joelle Gallagher. What's the number?
924-3311.
924-3311. Thanks very much for being with us. Glad
Thanks
to have
so
you.
Thank you.